You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kim.
Three Te Pāti Māori MPs, Hana Rafti Maipi Clark, Debbie Narua Packer and Rāwiri Waititi, did not attend the Privileges Committee over their content of the House, following their haka in Parliament protesting the Treaty Principles Bill. The party instead are planning on holding their own hearing regarding the matter. Privileges Committee Chairwoman Judith Collins called the no-show unprecedented and has given the MPs one final chance to attend the hearing. For our weekly catch-up, I spoke to Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp about the party's actions and why they are going about the hearing in their own manner. We also spoke about the repeal of Section 7AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act passing its final reading. But first, we discussed the party not attending the Privileges Committee. How would this operate differently as opposed to the standard procedures of the Privileges Committee?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that this isn't about boycotting. This is about standing in our own mana, ensuring that we fight and stand up for what we believe in, which is it is our right to be able to haka and to express how we feel about certain decisions in the House. So we don't see it as boycotting, but this is about our mana and standing in that mana and showing our people that this is what we believe in and that we're fighting for them. I just want to go back to the 1st of April when we put out our press release about the decision of the Religious Committee, despite our request for a few hearings. The committee denied the following. One was a joint hearing. That includes a request for a joint session. I was denied. Knowing it was denied and knowing that it was a collective nature of this, so we were denied that. The next thing was we were denied legal representation, that we were denied counsel for our MPs and for legal counsel to form joint submissions. We were also denied expert testimony, so we were denied the right for expert, Māori expert, and we had proposed Tā Pau Timara, who is an expert in tikanga Māori, so that was denied. We were denied scheduling public, so we had suggested certain dates scheduled, but they were denied by the Privileges Committee. And the last thing was that double jeopardy concerns that we have about Hana Rafati Maipi Clark being mistrialed again, and she's already been sanctioned for her haka stance in the House, and we feel that she has to go through this all over again. Now, we've come back from that, so the Privileges Committee has responded to this and has now said that we can have another date. And so the that we have also said that we're having our own on the 7th of May. For us, that's about expressing our own tino rangatiratanga and ensuring that show our people it is and how we've been treated. So instead of boycotting, this is about us standing in our own mama.
Despite the party calling the Privileges Committee a silly little committee with silly little rules, the committee has the ability to fine, dock pay or even arrest an MP if the punishment is handed down. Are you concerned at all that the MPs in question may face these repercussions, especially considering two of the three are the co-leaders of the party?
We're not afraid of consequences. What we want to reassure is that rights are upheld, that the haka is an expression of our culture. Is not disorderly. We aren't afraid of any consequences.
Despite not facing a contempt of the House regarding the haka in Parliament yourself, how are you and other Te Pāti Māori MPs planning on supporting those who are?
We are there to support our fellow MPs. If it means we have to haka again, well, that's what we do. We are not disorderly. Our culture, this is our tikanga.
Moving on to our second topic, recently the repeal of Section 7AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act passed its final reading. How is the party feeling about this?
Very staunch about our stance around Oranga Tamariki and our mokopuna. Not one more mokopuna. Removal of 7AA, really it affects whakapapa. Without that, the Oranga Tamariki we feel put our mokopuna at risk.
Te Pāti Māori have called for the Governor-General to block the bill coming into effect. Are you confident this will happen?
Has to be confident. Has to be able to in our decision. We must ensure that we're fighting for our mokopuna. And sending this letter to the Governor-General, we're continuing to fight for our mokopuna. Now, to the Governor-General, that's our last dance. It is the Governor-General who can or does make the last decision around those becoming nation. We making a start for our mokopuna for the Governor-General and the motu that we do not support tamariki repel of the government.
And what repercussions could we see if this act is given royal assent?
Repercussions will be that our mokopuna suffer. Our mokopuna won't know their whakapapa, their whanaungatanga links. It'll be our babies who go through the gap. At this stage, Oranga Tamariki, our babies are represented at 67%, way too high.
That was Te Pāti Māori's Takutaipu Kemp on the three party members facing a contempt of the House, not attending the Privileges Committee, their plans to have their own hearing, and the repeal of Section 7AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act passing its final reading.
That was our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutaipu Kemp.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.